Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over 15 years, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, engaging authors and academics who in their research and studies contributed in some form or fashion to changing the way government does business. It started two decades ago with CompStat in the New York City Police Department and quickly jumped to police agencies across the world, as well as to other agencies within New York City. It was adapted by Baltimore, which created CityStat, the first application of this leadership strategy to an entire jurisdiction. Today, governments at all levels employ PerformanceStat, a focused effort by public executives to exploit the power of purpose and motivation, responsibility and discretion, data and meetings, analysis and learning, feedback and follow-up, all to improve government's performance. What is PerformanceStat? How is PerformanceStat a leadership strategy for producing results? And what are the core leadership principles and key operational components of this leadership strategy? Today, we will explore these questions and much more with Professor Bob Bain of the Kennedy School at Harvard University and author of The PerformanceStat Potential, a leadership strategy for producing results. Professor Bain is also an author of two IBM Center reports, one on Baltimore CityStat and another, Performance Leadership, 11 Better Practices That Can Ratchet Up Performance. Professor Bain, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate your taking the time to take a look at this book.
So, Professor Bain, before we delve into specifics about your recently released book, The PerformanceStat Potential, a Leadership Strategy for Producing Results, I'd like to better understand some key terms. Would you define for us what is PerformanceStat?
Well, it's a very complicated thing. So let me give you some specific components of it. First of all, I want to emphasize it's not a system. It's not a model. It's a leadership strategy. And it's not just performance measurement either. In fact, I use the phrase performance leadership precisely because too many people use performance management and performance measurement interchangeably as if you do the measurement, the management stuff automatically happens. So it's a leadership strategy designed to achieve specific public purposes by producing specific results. That is, there's some defined results that we're trying to produce. Why? Because we have a purpose in mind. Then there's the question of, well, what do we do to make that happen? Well, one thing that we do is we have a series of regular integrated meetings in which we discuss what's going well, what's not, based on current data, try to identify specific problems, try to figure out what's causing those problems, and then try to develop some strategies that we can experiment with that might help us solve that particular problem. Those meetings include follow-up from previous discussions. They include feedback from particular progress that we've made, and they always are trying to figure out, well, what's the next performance deficit we have to fix? What is the target we should have for that one?
And your book, The PerformanceStat Potential, does a wonderful job in the initial couple of chapters of providing a good historical context on what it is. So would you give us a brief overview of the history and genesis of the PerformanceStat's progeny? What prompted the move in this direction, and how does it help public agencies actually produce results?
Well, it starts in New York City Police Department in January of 1994. Rudy Giuliani has been elected mayor in November of 1993. He campaigned on the key platform of reducing crime in New York City. He hires Bill Bratton to be his police commissioner. Bratton comes in, hooks up with his old buddy from before, Jack Maple, and they create this thing that they call CompStat. in which it pays attention to crime and tries to reduce crime in particular areas. They have a series of meetings with the precinct commanders and the borough commanders in the city, trying to identify problems, trying to identify strategies that will reduce crime of particular types in particular areas. Then other police departments copied the same strategy, used it to reduce crime. And then other agencies in New York City that had nothing to do with crime or policing began to think about it as well. The Human Resources Administration created JobStat for its welfare recipients. The Administration for Children's Services created ChildStat, in which they focused on reducing the problems of child abuse. So a number of New York City agencies took it on. Then it spread across the country. Other agencies did it. The next step was to the jurisdiction-wide level, where Baltimore became the first city or any jurisdiction to say, we're going to apply this strategy to every agency. And that was called CityStat. They chose to call it CityStat. And I guess the last iteration is at the federal level, where even before the GPRA Modernization Act required agencies to run quarterly performance reviews, HUD had created HUDstat, FEMA had created FEMAstat, and FDA had created FDATrack, all uses of the same basic strategy.
And I'd like to touch on those specific expressions of that same basic strategy. Could you give us maybe an overview of some of those COMSTAT, CityStat, StateStat, or other variants? And more particularly, what are the challenges that they faced and the successes that they've achieved? And then how are these expressions pushed Jack Maple's principles?
Well, I mean, Jack Maple had these four simple principles that meant a lot to him and others who were in NYPD, and it's not quite clear what they mean to anybody else. And that's what's made it a challenge, because people have to figure it out and figure it out for themselves. You can't take it from the police department to the Human Resources Administration doing welfare and just plop it into the organization. You have to adapt the basic understanding, the basic principles to the new circumstances, which requires you to understand what those underlying principles are. And I'd argue that those principles are really leadership behaviors. They are things that leaders do that motivate and drive people to accomplish particular public purposes by achieving specific results. And often we give people as a motivational tool a target to hit. If people have a target to hit, they're much more likely to focus their attention on it. Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, what are the core underlying principles and key operational features of an effective performance stat strategy? What do they have in common? And more particularly, what separates a real strategy from a pretender?
I would say of all the things that separates a real strategy from a pretender is where the leadership doesn't really care. The leadership's not engaged. They say, hey, you guys go do that, and we'll go pay attention to other things. If the leadership is really engaged in it, if they've made a commitment, we're going to produce these results, and we're going to get it done by this particular date, then everybody understands they take it seriously. Moreover, if they're spending their time on it, if they're actually investing their own most valuable resource, which is their time, then people will begin to take it seriously. I mean, people don't pay attention to your memos and they don't listen to your speeches. If they want to know what you think's important, they pay attention to how you spend your time. So if you and your leadership team are showing up at the biweekly or the monthly or the quarterly performance reviews, people say, oh, that's interesting. They actually care. Maybe I should care too. And if they don't show up, pretty soon everybody's sending their top intern to the meeting.
Yeah, because they have the props, but they don't have the actual underlying leadership push. So, Bob, you mentioned earlier on that you view expressions of performance stat like COMSTAT or ChildStat or whatever stat, not as a system or a model, but more so as a strategy. Why is it that a system or model is an inaccurate metaphor. Why is that?
Because it suggests a very mechanistic way of running an organization. The word system implies that there are these components, and if we put the components and the gears and the wheels together in the right way, and it's like an Erector set or a Lego thing, and then if it runs because we put the system together, we don't have to worry about it anymore. Whereas people still want to know whether you care about it. Yeah, you paid attention last month. Are you paying attention again this month? And that's the nature of the leadership commitment. They are fully engaged in doing what I call a bunch of leadership behaviors, things that leaders do that either tell people what's to be accomplished or motivate people to accomplish them.
And the other thing about when I was reading your book, the other thing I noticed about why that metaphor of the system doesn't work is because it's not mimical. You can't mimic it. I mean, you really have to understand, as you said, the underlying reasons for why you're there.
The word system also implies that there's explicit knowledge. There's some formula. Yeah, and instead, it's the tacit knowledge. Okay, and so one of the things you have to do is go watch other people and figure it out. And don't just go once, go multiple times. Go to multiple places. Notice that even two police departments don't do it the same, let alone a child welfare agency versus a police department versus a welfare office versus an environmental agency or something.
Well, Bob, what prompted your interest in the stat phenomenon? Perhaps you could highlight for us certain research methods you employed.
The first thing that got me interested was learning about this thing existed. I'd always been interested in the challenge of improving the performance of public sector agencies. Okay, that was the sort of underlying research activity. It was over a decade ago. I went to my first CompStat meeting in Boston. I then went to my first CityStat meeting in Baltimore, and I said, this is pretty interesting. I wonder what these guys are really doing here. And so I began to visit different ones over basically a decade and looked at about three dozen different ones that were doing this. Sometimes I visited once, sometimes I visited multiple times, try to talk to as many people as possible, get a sense of what they thought it was, because not everybody had the same description. And then the real puzzle was, okay, but if all these people are doing this, why would we expect that this would actually have an impact on people? And so that's where I got to the stage of saying, okay, there are things that leaders do that basically make this work. Some of the things that leaders do are to make it really clear to the organization what we're trying to accomplish. And some of the things that leaders do motivate people to get it done. And if you listen to all the discussion about performance, most of it is built around the idea that we need to measure performance so that we can make better decisions. Nobody, or rarely, do people suggest that the use of data, that is, performance measures, can help actually motivate people to get it done. And so it's the motivational component of this that is often missed. And so what leadership is doing is not just merely measuring stuff, but it's actually trying to motivate people to get the next task done.
How is PerformanceStat a leadership strategy for producing results? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.